Homing on Nun Gimel Amun Aleph, the last three words. So the Mishnah said, "Bechati Kaba Thomas." So the Gemara, "Bechati Kaba Thomas in Rebbe Thomas Loi." So the Mishnah is excluding that, whereas in regards to Tuma, the Mishnah says in oil is that the shear for Tuma in the oil is a Rebbe Kav. But over here, it's a chatzikav. Where it says, "Hechidomi ilemed isbuhoin atzamas kesura, typically mishum etzem kesura." So the Mishnah said that in a chatzikav atzamas, the nozer has to be megaleach al ahilon. So now, etzem kesara has no din of oil, but an etzem kesara has a din of magar masa. So when you're saying a chatzikav, yes, a rebekav, no, regards to magar masa or oil, and then it says al etzem kesara. Every rebekav has an etzem kesara in it, size of barley garden, not very large. So the Mishnah says that a chatzikav excludes a revikav in regards to oil. That's great. The guy having tumas oil, it's tame. In regards to the taglachas, the nozer isn't megaleach. Okay. Etzim Kesara has no tumas oil. But the Mishnah says, Amagon v'amasad v'alahilon. And the magar masa of a revikav, there's Etzim Kesara, which the Mishnah says the next thing, there is tuma. So how can we exclude all three things of regards to Rebbe Kav? So the Mishnah says, if there's an etzem kesara in it, there are bones which are the size of kesara, typically mishum etzem kesara. So the Mishnah says the case was ella de ekmach ikmuche. It was ground into fine flour. It was made into total. So there's not even a bone the size of kesara. So it was ground up so fine. There's no tumah of etzem kesara. The tumah is because of a roiva, because of a chatzikav, and not a roiva kav. Yeah. Okay.
There's no rush on that, right?
Yeah. Is that the Gemara? Al Abram in a mace, while Abram in a chai, she is a lay and bosser keroi. Okay. So, ain't a lay and bosser keroi, my. Let's say there's no bosser, there's not bosser keroi. Bosser keroi means there's enough bosser that in a case of a chai, that would have enough bosser for the Abram to regenerate, the skin, the flesh to regenerate. Let's say he doesn't have that amount of basar. So, Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein Hanozer Megaleach Alein. Rish Lakish Omar, Hanozer Megaleach Alein. That the Mishnah said oil, maga, and masa. So, there's no tumas oil if it doesn't have basar keroi. What about maga and masa? Are we excluding specifically oil? Are we excluding maga and masa as well? So Rabbi Yochanan says we're excluding everything. There's no maga, no masa, no oil. The nose is not megaleach on any of these things. Rish Lakish says no. There is nozer megaleach alein in regards to mago masa, even though we're excluding oil, but there is mago masa. So Rabbi Yochanan is really straightforward. Omer ein al nozer megaleach alein. Talk tani bereisha al eber min ames, al eber min chai, which has bosser keroi, she has a bosser keroi. The word v'chulu, which we have in the Gemara, the Bach takes out. Al eber min ames, al eber min chai, sheyesh aleihem bosser keroi. which means that the Mishnah says al magon va mason va hilon. If it has masik roy, al mago mas of oil. And if it doesn't, not maga, not masa, not oil. Al ena leyan lo. It's a very kind of straightforward in the Mishnah. Rishim Lakish Amr Megaleach. There is going to be a case of Adelaide and Bosakaroy where the Nazar is Megaleach. So oil we're going to exclude and Magamasa we're going to be Marba. How do I know that that's Rishat? I mean, look, Tani Besefa, because the Mishnah says in the next Mishnah, the Schachas, the pros, Beis Pras, Ezam, and these things, Lach is Adelaide and Megaleach. Well, why did it mention a Basar, which Aver doesn't have Basar Karoi? Ein Anozim Megaleach doesn't say that in the next Mishnah. Means, indicates to me that there are scenarios where this, those, in any scenario, there's no, the Magar Masar Masar, there's no Taglachas. And Aver, Shein Anozim Basar Karoi, it's somewhere in the middle. So it's not listed in the last Mishnah, next Mishnah, because there are scenarios where it is Megaleach. It's listed in the first Mishnah to exclude that only Beres Basar Karoi, it's Magamasa oil. But so the Beres Basar Karoi is somewhere in the middle. So oil not, Magamasa yet. Now, how do we know that that regards the what's the source of that in the Torah is that Rish Lakish is going to come on later on and bring a Pasuk for it? It's just saying, learning the Mishnayos, which like it says, based on the Mishnayos, and it has to be somewhere in the middle. It can't be that there's no taglachas at all in any scenario. So how does Rabbi Yochanan answer that? That it's not mentioned in the Seifa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lecha Kol Heichi Dimashma Miklola Look at Honi B'Seifa. The Sefer is listing the cases of Schochas and Pros, the Beis HaPras. These are new cases. So those I didn't discuss it in the Reish at all. So I'm pointing out these things have no tumor. But something which Reish discussed, and it was pretty clear, it says if it has Bosh Karoi, yes. So the first Mishnah is really saying, and not. So I don't need to repeat myself in the Sefer. So that's the fact that it's not mentioned in the Sefer doesn't prove anything. Morris says, one second. The Mishnah says in the second Mishnah, a Revius Dam, Virabat Samus. Okay, so the Mishnah says the Revat Samus, there's no Taglachas. The first Mishnah said, Chatzikav, there's a Taglachas. We could be Medaik, Chatzikav, yes, Revakav, no. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, what you're saying, anything which the Mishnah discussed in the Reisha and clarified what yes, which I can differ and for what no, it doesn't say in the Sefer. Why does it say Reva Kav in the Sefer? So the Morda, Vachatzi Kav Atzomis in the Reisha, it says, the Mash Vachatzi Kav Atzomis in Reva Atzomis Loi. So I already have the Diak in the Reisha. Evakatani B'Sefer Reva Atzomis. Okay, so your rule that everything in the Reisha, whatever the Reisha covers, either by directly or indirectly, is not mentioned in the Sefer, is not true. So then Rish Lakish is right, that we are repeating ourselves in the Sefer. The word says no. Hossam, in regards to Reva Kavat Somas, the reason why it repeated itself in the Sefer is because Elav Eloi Toni, if it didn't say Reva Somas in the Sefer, I would have made a mistake. Havamina Filo Amakov Amaso Loi Lachitzuk Lemisti Reva Somas Dalahilan Hudein Onozmegaleach. But the Mishnah says in the Reisha that Achatzi Kav Atzomis has oil, maga, umasa. Now, what am I supposed to infer from that? That less than Achatzi Kav doesn't have oil, maga, umasa. It might have maga, umasa. The Reisha says, if you meet these criteria, you have all three. It means you don't meet these criteria, doesn't mean you have zero. It means you don't have all three. How much do you have? Maybe two of them. You don't have. So when you have a chatzikav, you have oil, mago, masa. When you have less than a chatzikav, you don't have oil, mago, masa. You might have mago, masa. So the more saying that is the halacha, that even though you need a chatzikav for oil, for nozit to megaleh, for mago, masa, even a roiv kav is enough. But I'm not sure how to learn the ratio. If I just read the ratio, I might say that it's just excluding roiv kav from all three, not just from any of the three, not just all three as a package, and saying a roiv kav has two of them. I could also learn the ratio means that a chatzikav has oil, it has maga, it has masa, and a roiv kav doesn't have oil, doesn't have maga, doesn't have masa. Therefore, the Sefer says that by the roiv kav, so look at the so the Mishnah says over there v'revius dam v'oil v'roiv atzamas. So the way we have it written in the Mishnah, it says v'oil v'roiv atzamas. Now the word v'oil is not clear. It goes to Tziyunim over here. It brings, there's a gist of v'oil roiv atzamas. The nosh is not megalech on the oil of roiv atzamas, which means, but he is megalech on the maga omas of oil of roiv atzamas. So I need to say it in the sefer to tell me that it's only excluded from oil, not from maga omas, because based on the ratio alone, I don't know how to read it. I could learn the ratio that a chatzikav has oil maga omas, and the roiv kav has none of them. There's no taglachas on roiv kav for any of them. Or I could learn it means doesn't have oil but has maga omasa. I'm not sure it's way to learn. The sefer wrote and said the oil of a roiv atzamas. So if we just say the ratio, ilav roiv atzamas, if it wouldn't say roiv atzamas in the sefer, and say oil of that, Hamamina filo mago v'maso lo. I would have, based on the ratio, I would have excluded maga and masa as well. Lach yitzrich l'mishni roiv atzamas that al ahilan hu dein anoz megaleach. It's that which anoz is not megaleach and the roiv kav is only in regards to oil, but in regards to maga masa, anoz is megaleach and a maga masa of a roiv atzamas. The Mora says, okay. But what about chatziluk dam? The ratio says chatziluk, which means a chatziluk, yes, a revius of a lug, not a revius. Revius means a quarter. A quarter has to be a quarter of something. Whenever we say revius, talk about revius, so we mean a revius of a lug. So it presents a revius of yayin for kiddush. It means a quarter of a lug. So the Mishnah says, and in the first it says chatzi lug dam. There's a nosis megaleach al maga masa and oil. The Sefer says a revius dam. The nosis is not megaleach. Now it doesn't say oil of revius dam because the loch is revius dam. There's no taglachas by maga masa or oil. That's already derived from the ratio.
Right, for the dam, Would it only
be
the case of a
Mases
Dom?
Mases Dom, yeah, just after Mases. Yeah, there's not Dom in the Chai.
Okay. So it would have to be fresh almost, because I mean
it congeals, yeah.
Yeah.
Chatzil Lugdam, then Shemata Mino Chatzil Lugdam in Revius Dam Loi. Tell me, say Revius Dam. Okay.
So when we say Dam in a mace, does the Dam have to come from the mace after death?
No, the Dam coming out through the death process. is matami. Now the Mishnah earlier talks about, like, I mean, the first spirit of blood is not like spirit of blood is not what's killing him. So where's the dam shanefesh yertiv by? So that's a discussion in the Mishnah earlier. Okay. So, according to Birchon's rule, that anything which we can derive from the Reisha, we don't say in the Sefer. So the way what you just said before, Birchon, that the Diak of the Reisha excludes all three. Min Astam, it excludes all three. So I need to write oil. The exclusion of the oil of Revat Samas, because otherwise they would have excluded Revat Samas from oil Mago Masa. Chatzi Lug has oil Mago Masa, which means less. Revi Astam doesn't have oil Mago or Masa, which is what the second Sefer says. But why did they write it, according to you? So the Mora says, Hassam, the reason why I mentioned this, in other words, my rule is true. Anything which I can derive from the Sefer, say that again. Anything which I can derive from the Reisha didn't discuss it at all. That's the case of Skalkos and Pros, etc. The things the Reisha discussed already, and the inference in the Reisha is pretty clear. I mean, the Reisha discussed it either directly, the Reisha discussed it indirectly. There's no need to mention it in the Sefer. And therefore, in regards to an Aver, which doesn't have Basa Karoi, Abram and Mace doesn't have Basa Karoi, it's excluded from Mago Masa and oil Mago Masa. And the Sefer, the lack of mention in the Sefer doesn't mean anything. So why did he mention Revi's Dime in the Sefer? Hasim Lafukim and Rebbe Kiva. This is coming against Rebbe Kiva's Shita. Now, the Girsa that what we have in the Gemara is going to be difficult. Take a look at the Tosfos. Or the Rosh, either one. The Tosfos is in the second of the largest size lines of Tosfos, on the second line. And Hagar Garcia at the end of the line. Hasim Lafukim and Rebbe Kiva. Parentheses, skip those words. Vachi Perusha Lafukim and Rebbe Kiva. Damar Bishili Pirka and Damar Revias Dam. Damar Goma Maso Megaleya. Rebbe Kiva Shita is that Revias Dam is only excluded from oil. But Revias Dam of Maga Masa does the Nos is Megaleya. Comes on Mishnah says no, nothing. Not Maga, not Masa. The case which you have in the Gemara is Rabbi Kiva Shita Mesechta's oilless. The Revi's Dam of Amish Name Asim is Tami Boil. That's true, but that's nothing with our discussion. We're not discussing whether there's Tumas oil or not. There is Tumas oil. From one mace, from two mace, and some machloikas. But that's our discussion is whether those is Megaleach, which for that this year is a Chatziluk, not a Revi'isluk. Now, an argument more is discussing whether there is that excluded only from oil, but the Revi'is Dam of Maga Masa knows is Megaleach or not. So the Mishnah says nothing. I know that from the Reisha that's nothing, because Rebbe Kiva says something, so I need to stress it, nothing. So the Gears Domer Rebbe Kiva Reis Dom Abayim Shemesim Metam Abayil, that's totally not our discussion. There's no way to medayik this Mishnah, which says it also is Namikaleach that Reis Dom Shemesim. We're not discussing one mace, two mace. That's not our discussion over here. We're not discussing whether there's oil or not oil. Rebbe Kiva's discussion is regards to Tumas oil, which is not our discussion. We're masking the Tumas oil. No, it's not Megaleach for that oil. And it's not Megaleach for that Magar Masa either. So what is correct in the gear says, Hasel Figur Rebbe Kiva. Stop. Take out the next words. Which Rebbe Kiva? Rebbe Kiva later on in the parak, which says that the Revi'is Dam by for a Nozer, a Revi'is Dam of maga or mass of Rabbi Yehuda no, is megaleach. Comes the Mishnah says no, it's not. Not anything. I don't from the ratio.
Okay.
The ratio, if there's no machloikas, my inference is nothing. But now that Rekiba says something, I might be confused how to learn the ratio. So I stress in the sefer nothing, not maga, oil, maga or mass. Okay. Zot the rush. Elam basikar roy. We got aimed by etzim kasar. The Mor is going to point out that if there's etzim, we're excluding according to Bi'erchon that the nose is not megaleach on the aver min ha'meis, which doesn't have basikar roy, not on oil magar mas. Well, we had etzim kasar. There's magar mas. By Mishnah says that there is nose is megaleach on etzim kasar magar mas. So the case has to be there was no etzim kasar. Not only are we excluding there's no oil, but there's no maga or masa in regards to taglachas. So the Rosh is saying that this argument, we already saw that the few scenarios where there is tumah but there's no taglachas. So what's this argument over here? This argument over here is we everybody agrees that there's tumah. They're arguing whether there's taglachas, or the argument over here is there tumah at all? So the Rosh points out they're arguing if there's tumah, and once there's tumah, lest we know otherwise, whatever the pasuk says is tamei, the nosa has to be megaleach. We have a loch Moshe Sinai that there's some exceptions. That Rav Yisdam creates tumah, but there's no taglachas. A Reva Kavat Somas creates tumah, but there's no taglachas. But otherwise, we assume if there's tumah, there's taglachas. Shishlaga says, based on the pasuk later on, that there's tumah. Therefore, the nosa is megaleach. Rabbi Yochanan Sovar, Afi Magomasa, Eino Matame, that a Eiver Min Ameis, which doesn't have Etzim Kasar, and therefore it's not, there's no Magomasa due to the Etzim. If there isn't a Kazayas of Basar, and there isn't an Etzim Kasar, and the Tumah is because of Eiver, and the Eiver doesn't have enough Basar, it's not called an Eiver. So it's not called an Eiver, it doesn't have enough Basar, it doesn't have enough Etzim, it's not an Eiver. End the conversation. So there's no tomb at all. Not maga, not masa, not oil. It says in the ratio, al every man a mace, sheesel of bosak a roy, nozim a galeach, al aholoi. So it says in the ratio that every man a mace, which has bosak a roy, the nozim a galeach, an oil maga masa. Which means, if it doesn't have Bosek Roy, then there's. The Mishnah didn't say, yes, my inference is it doesn't have oil, maga, or mas. Well, Lakatani, Enel Bosek Roy, Lamago, Lamaso, it doesn't say, but if it doesn't have Bosek Roy, it is Matama for maga, masa. Alma, Enel Nozer, Megalechel. So that means the Nozer is excluded. Totally. It doesn't say in the next Mishnah. Okay. So now, which is matame, you better tell me that. It didn't say that in the sefer. It means it's matame, and there's also giluach. Yerachamar l'cho kiman the shemina let me call the ratio. The same as in those cases, you're right. And I can't infer that the fact that the ratio did not discuss it at all, that there's no taglachas. Mishnah makes a list. We've seen before that the list of Mishnayas are not exhaustive. But if the ratio discussed it already and put in conditions, that's a different story. It means the ratio discussed it and said exactly when yes, which implies when no. There's no need to mention in the sefer. Kibbutz Shemini LeMikvah DeReish. I mean, the Tanya Yeshel of Boster Karoy Loyalot. V'loy Tanan Ein of Boster Karoy LeMagol LeMaso didn't say. And by the way, Nosher is Megaleich when it has no Boster Karoy, it has Magomasa. Boster Karoy, it has also oil. Didn't say that. It said it has Boster Karoy, oil Magomasa, which means if not, not Shemini LeMikvah. There's no need to mention it in the sefer. So there are cases which we could have derived from the resha, which the sefer says. Later, Mishnah says that Rabbi Akiva said, "Danti l'their b'liezer." As a Talmud, in the presence of Rabbi Eliezer, I made an argument to say that a nozer is megaleach on the mago mass of a Rabbi Yisdam. The mucha the nozer megaleach Rabbi Yisdam, mikavu chermed etzim kaserah. So that's what the sefer is excluding. So the Rosh, according to Bi'erkanon, the inference of the Reisha is perfect. That's it. I still could derive it from the Reisha. The Mishnah says, "Echati lugdam." The way Bi'erkanon is doing the Mishnah, "Echati lugdam." It has oil mago masa, which means less than that. Doesn't have oil or mago or masa. That's why by Eber doesn't have oil sekeroy. It doesn't have oil mago or masa. By the regards to the chatzi kav of atzomus, we would exclude oil mago masa. We're not for the sake of saying only oil. So when it comes to chatzi lugdam, the same thing. It excludes oil mago masa. So what do you need to say before? It's not like Rebbe Akiva. So we have the inference not like Rebbe Akiva from the Reisha. So what are you saying? You need the safe and tell me not like Rebbe Akiva. Again, I still know that. I already know that from the Reisha. The Reisha does make a second list of things which have mago masa and not oil. It has one thing in that list, etzim kasara. According to Bekiba, there's a second thing in that list. Revius lugdam. And it's not there in the ratio, which means it's the mission is excluding it. No, I can't prove that from the fact that it's not mentioned in the Reisha with oil etzim kaserah. Maybe the Mishnah holds like Rebbe Akiva. So why did only mention etzim kaserah? V'hod lo tanya gabi etzim kaserah mishum dahavi b'chlal etzim kaserah dimine osim b'kal b'chamer. Rebbe Akiva's whole source for Revi's dam is a kal b'chamer for etzim kaserah. So Rebbe Akiva says, I don't need to say it. As far as I'm concerned, a kavul chomer means if A is true, B is true. So really, B is included in A. So if I tell you etzik masara has mago masa, that means Rivi Yisdam has mago masa. It's included in those words. Okay. So the Gemara. So let's clarify the case and let's see where Reish Lakish's pasuk is from. Hi, Averman Amaze Hechidomi. Idi Isbe Etzim Kasara, my time of the Rebirchanon. Vida Lesbe Etzim Kasara, my time of the Reish Lakish. So what's the scenario? Because we're saying it doesn't have Maga or Masa. Etzim Kasara has Maga or Masa. So the Mor says, "Amr l'chavish lakish l'alim d'las bay etzim kaser." So now Rabbi Yerachon makes sense. The question is, what's shot in Reish Lakish? If it doesn't have a kazayit sabaser, it's not considered an aver because it doesn't have baser karoy. Doesn't have etzim kaser. So why is it a magamas? Filhachi rachmana rabye, but there's a pasuk that the Torah is being marba that aver mina mace, which doesn't have baser karoy, even though it doesn't have oil, it has magamas. The Tanya, what's the pasuk? Pasuk says, "Rechol Hashem Yigal Pan Answer." The Debachal Cherev, over mace, over etzim adam, over cover. That's the pasuk, right? Itmo Shavas Yamim. So, Pasuk says, "Rechol Cherev, over mace." So, Rechol Cherev means a person was killed. He was murdered with the cherev, and or a person was dead. Now, the mice, whether he was murdered or he died in his sleep, he's dead. So why do you have to say Bechalal Cherev independent of saying B'meis? Kol Sheyigal Pan Answer that. Now, the point of the Pasuk earlier says Tumas Oil. Now, the Pasuk says it's a Pan Answer, there's no oil. Kol Sheyigal Pan Answer. So they're not discussing now oil. Earlier in the parasha, it talked about a case where he's being mild on the different things. The Pasuk comes back and says, "Okay, what about a scenario where it's al panei asoda? There's not in the it's not a it's you can, you're not in a bayis, you're not in a tent. There's no oil, and the issue here is tumas mag. So again, it makes a list and it says the same way we had a list before of different things which can generate oil. It says if he's yig al panei asoda b'chal cherev b'meis, that's another mem cover. Yitmo shavas yomim just through the gi alone, which in the gi means mag or amasa." Pasuk later on is Marba Masa. There's Tuma. Okay. So, what is the Bakhtar with the Pani Asoda? Yeah, he puts in the river Gomer. Okay. So we're skipping the words for now. Okay. So, al pnei asoda means ze hamayel al pnei hameis. So there's no oil, but he leans over the mace. What's al pnei hasoda? So there's a scenario where even though there's no oil over them, and but it didn't say he touched it, it said al, he's above it, an. So it's possible to have oil by being mile over the mace. By putting oneself above the mace, he becomes tamei. Okay. So what does Bechalal tell me? Something which is cut off of the mace through it was the aver minach. So that's referring to an aver. The Basker says haneklal minachai. It was severed from the chai. V'yesh boy. Yesh lo, yesh boy, lahalas arucha, and there's enough flesh on it that if that amount of flesh would remain on when it was attached to the body, it would regenerate and grow back. Okay, cherev. It says bachalal cherev, bachalal cherev, tzedarshin. What's the word cherev? That's the word halal. What's cherev? A reza kecholo. So there's a fascinating din by Tumas Mace that something which is metal, which touches the mace, gets the same status as the mace. So normally we know whenever you're dealing with tuma, you have a primary source of tuma. Anything which touches it is considered a tolda. It goes down. The exception is by Tumas Mace, a Kli Matris. Kli Matris, which touches the mace, becomes the same as the mace. And mace is an Aviyah Vaisa Tumah. Only an Avat Tumah can be Metame Adam or Caleb. Eichel Mamash can be Metame Tumah from a Tolda. So A zav is an abatuma. He touches a person's stomach, touches the candle, the candle's stomach, touches food or drink, their stomach. He touches a person's a rishon. That person can turn around and be matame food, time a drink, can't be matame another person. So the av is a primary sasutuma. The person who touches him, or the candle touches him, is not a primary sasutuma. It itself cannot be matame other Mekalim. The derivative of the Zov can be Matamba Oich L'mashka. It's a Rishon. It can make a Sheni of Oich L'mashka. A mace makes the person who touches the mace tell me enough that person, if person A touches the mace, he turns around, it can be Matamba other Mekalim. Which means he's an Avatuma. So the mace is an Aviyah Vosatuma. Now a metal object touches the mace. It's an avia voisatum. So Mishnah says that theoretically, so the mace touches a cherub. The cherub is an avia voisatum with the tomb of 7 days. You have to matar through the process of the paraduma, etc. Now that the cherub then touches a person. That person is an avatum. So you have the mace, the cheriv, and you have Reuven. Reuven's an avatum. Now Reuven touches the cheriv, it's an avatuma. Because cheriv has the same status. So the same way that's true that the cheriv touches the mace is the same as the mace. The cheriv which touches the negev of a mace also gets a din of the same din. So you have the cherev, the person, and the second cherev all have dinei tumas shiva. They're an avatuma. They have the whole process. Now that touches something else, it becomes a rishon. So that's the cherev reis echakolah. Now that's thing says obemeis. So we already said what's bechalal cherev obemeis. That's talking about Aver and echel and ameis. So the first scenario was Aver and echel minachai. A limb which was severed from the chai. Now we're being married by a limb which was severed from the mace. Of etzim adam, is that right about Thomas? Of a cover, that's referring to Zekhever Sosum. Okay? So, a kever oil works in two ways. There's a mace inside of a tent. So everything in the tent becomes tummy. The tent itself becomes tummy. Everything above the tent is torn. The oil blocks the tumor from going above. If there be no oil there, the person is 50 feet above the mace, he's tummy. So when we bury a person and we bury him with an oil, with a tefach gap over him, and an outlet, let's say they used to bury these kuchim in the walls, so anything above it is torn. If they bury him without a tefach, or they bury in a kever which is totally sosum, so the oil doesn't really let the tumah out to anywhere else, anybody above it is tummy. It could be 10 feet down, the guy's 100 feet up, doesn't make a difference, he's tummy. That's called kever sosum. So kever sosum, which is a totally closed kever, the tumah goes all the way up. Not only does it go all the way up, but it's not just where the mace is as large as the kever was, the tumah spreads, and it goes all the way up corresponding to the kever. Okay. So we're halfway through this price. Let's hold it here.
Thank you.